Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't believe in the head coach. So we could be excited about it, and it's going to be far better than anything we've seen. You know, the last few years have been a lot of fun, obviously, with the Knicks and going on the postseason run, so it's been great. So I do appreciate where the Knicks are at in comparison to where it was for the last 20-plus years. However, when you start raising the bar and you talk championship expectation or aspirations or even getting to the finals, you better come with it. And I don't think the Knicks have what it takes to get it done. I'm not a fan of the head coach.
You know what's interesting? To me, these are almost my least enjoyable types of seasons because you really think about how I'm going to watch the Knicks this year, right? I'm going to watch them, and if they don't stomp on a bad team, which they should, like, oh, that was a little lackluster. If they lose to an average team, they're going to get crushed, and if they lose to a good team, could be like, well, I thought this team was supposed to win a championship. What's going on here? So it's almost going to be a less enjoyable watch. I think that made sense. That's at least what I feel. Now, I like Mike Brown a lot more than you. I believe in him, even though he's never won a championship. But I got to tell you, I don't think that this is a championship team. I don't. I've just got to look at it, and I've got to look at what they don't have. And right now, what they don't have to start the season is health. Now, that can rectify itself. I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson, though, he's always hurt.
And it's ominous when you haven't played for 2 weeks, and it's opening night. Yeah. You're not playing now. And we talked about this yesterday a little bit here. Now, the other thing, too, is they don't have a backup point guard, which, all right, I mean, how many teams that win championships do you really look at their backup point guard? Well, you know, it might not seem like a big thing now, but those are the kind of, you know, 4, 5, 6 minute stretches, whether it's game 5 on the road, a swing game in the second round, or the conference championship, or the NBA finals, where that point guard, that backup, stabilizes the game, maybe even gives you an advantage while your star rests. And obviously, the star is Jalen Brunson. So that's one thing. And really, I think my biggest deterrent in terms of really jumping in, and I know they're going to be good. They can win 60 games. Maybe they're going to go pretty
60 games?
I'm saying maybe. But yeah. Actually, I was thinking maybe 60 okay. Coming in. I'm probably more mid-50s.
I mean,
I'm dropping a little
yeah.
bit. I know. I get it. It's a little bit, based on the injuries and based yeah. on the point guard, I would go under that, to be okay. fair. Probably more 55, 56. I just say that because I want to let yeah. everybody know that we all know they're going to be good.
Yeah.
But Sal, I go to Karl Anthony Towns. Now, every team that wins, maybe with the exception of Giannis's Bucks, Middleton was good, whatever. You need two superstars. We know Brunson's a superstar. I don't think that Karl Anthony Towns is a superstar. And the things that he's not good enough at terrify me against good teams when it's tough and their structure. So I love this team in terms of rooting for them. I don't think it's a championship team
you
either.
Know, I think you bring up a good point about, is it going to be as fun as maybe we had hoped, right? Because you should be excited. Knicks basketball going to start. I even got into it last night a little bit with the NBA on NBC and watching some of those games. And by the way, like, forget about championship, because really the goal, I mean, obviously the goal is always going to be championship, but just get to the NBA Finals, and I think that that would be at least doing their job. You're going to lose to a better team, and the Thunder, most likely, whatever team comes out of the West,
yeah,
is going to be better than the Knicks. So the championship, there's kind of a roadblock there, and I don't think we could go nuts if the Knicks did make it to the Finals and lost in the championship to one of those teams from the West, but I don't even think they're good enough to go through the playoffs and get back to a Finals. But it brings you the point that you make, and I could go over the coach, or we could talk about Cole Anthony Townsend. There are different layers to that, which we're going to see play out in the regular season here. How good is this offense going to be with Mike Brown? And then if he maximizes the pieces that they have offensively, is that going to be good enough to go on and win the Eastern Conference and get to an NBA Finals and compete for a championship? We're not sure about that. But are we doing ourselves a disservice by just going from where we were with the Knicks for all those years to now, where it's like, well, if they don't win the NBA championship or they don't get to the Finals, it's a waste of a season? Like, I was a young kid during the height of the 90s stuff, and every year I truly believed they were going to win the championship.
So did I for a couple years.
Or at least had a chance.
No question.
Like, going, it's like, all right, this will be the year they beat Jordan. All right, no, Jordan, this will be the year they get it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was fool's gold, whatever, but every year you knew it was going to be a battle, and then once you're in it, you're in it. I feel differently about this team, you know, 20 years later, 30 years later, whatever, somewhat functioning adult. It's a little bit different, the emotions.
Somewhat.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, I do know what you're saying.
I want to appreciate and have fun with this year. I just can't go there. And for me, I think it is more about the change in head coach, where I just don't believe in what he believes in to get this team to the next level.
He's not Pat Riley. So right. When we were watching the Knicks back in the day with Al Troutwig, rest in peace, and the Wiz commercials with Boomer and Patrick Ewing,
right.
You know, you had Pat Riley and you had Patrick Ewing, and while Patrick Ewing wasn't Hakeem, he's better than Towns in terms of night-to-night reliability and toughness. Yeah, it's an odd dance here, and I said that because it's almost like a cautionary flare. Like I don't know that I'm trying to convince anybody of this, because I don't think that I can. I just think it's the reality of how we will watch the Knicks this year, and think about how we watched the Mets this year. The Mets, now I'm not saying it's apples to apples necessarily, but 2 years ago, you know, after Buck's gone, year one for Mendy, all right, the Mets have this really unexpected, even though they didn't win 95 games, but unexpected season. They go to the NLCS, they lose to the Dodgers, here we go, the spaceship is taken off, which it didn't, but we thought that, right? Now, this year going in, it was a different level of critique. It was like, what, you lost to the Marlins? What the hell is this? Wait, was Soto popped up with two on and two out, down a run of the ninth? What is that? Unacceptable. He's Juan Soto. There's just new levels of criticism and analysis. And this is the reality of where we are with the Knicks. They have built out the roster. OG's not. I think that you can make the case between Towns, OG, Bridges, obviously Brunson, Mitchell Robinson. I'm missing one or two others where they are in the absolute, they're at the apex of their prime, meaning none of those players will get better. I don't think there's another level for Brunson. I don't think there's another level for Towns. I don't think there's one for Adonobi or Bridges. They're really good. Brunson's great. Towns is really good. I don't think that they're still ascending. So the time is now, not to mention the finances and in terms of what they gave up with Bridges, in terms of really no more first round picks. Like You got to win.
Do you think they could get more out of Towns, though, than, you know, with Mike Brown here in this different offense, get more out of Towns than they did a year ago from Tibbs?
I think it might look better offensively, yes.
Me too.
I do.
But
that's not my concern. I know that's your concern, so why don't you take this, but I'll go to the defense after.
It's not even a concern. Like, I actually do think that they will, they better, at bare minimum. I do think they're going to get better performance from Karl Anthony Towns and be a better, more consistent offensive team. I don't think that's going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think when this team needs a little kick in the rear end, when this team's going to be pushed in the postseason, I don't believe that Mike Brown is going to get the most out of these players the way Tibbs would, maximizing whatever he had, not just offensively, but as an individual basis, maximize this player's output, whatever. And last year was trying to fit the pieces together with the new player being brought in with Karl Anthony Towns and a different version of the team. He didn't maximize it offensively. They fell short. Now I do think they'll be more consistent offensively. They'll be better offensively. I just don't think that that's going to be enough to get them through the postseason to even get to a finals.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. I mean, I look, and again, this is a very tough way to evaluate a guy who averaged 25 and 12 and was a starter on the All-Star team and, you know, top two or top three, all NBA. Karl Anthony Towns is really good. The problem is, what he's not good at is a massive problem when it matters. And the other thing, we got to dispel this. There's a little bit of a misnomer going on. So when people talk about, I think that there's this thought that Dolan woke up one day and in a petulant mood was like, you know what? Hey, we got bounced again. You know, Tom Thibodeau, get out. That's not what happened. The players, as they did their exit interview meetings, the players kind of turned on Tom Thibodeau a little bit. So if that's the case, which it was, now I don't know who it was. I don't know that it was everybody, to be fair, but that definitely happened. And because that happened, don't you think that should be enough evidence that it was time for a new coach, which could be right for Mike Brown?
No, because
if they didn't want to play for him anymore, they probably wouldn't have won this year anyway.
I think they get the wrong players, and that goes back to what we were talking about last year with Bridges. Who was the ones who were crying? It wasn't Josh Hart. It wasn't Jalen Brunson.
I think it was Bridges. I think it was Towns. Maybe OG a little bit. I think it was Bridges and Towns, probably.
Right.
But that's 40% of your starting five making big money. You need those guys. You need them aboard.
But I think they're the problem more than Tom Thibodeau was the problem. And again, we don't know the exact things behind it. You want to say, fine, the time for a change? They better then be specifically offensively. They better be terrific offensively and be one of the best offensive teams in the NBA. And even if they are that, and I think that they're going to be closer to that than they were with Tibbs, they better be.
Yep.
Is it going to be enough? And I don't believe it's going to be enough. And like I said last year, I think ultimately, whether it's Tibbs, whether it's Mike Brown, whoever it may be, they're going to fall short because I don't believe their star players are good enough to win the championship. Even Brunson, who I love, he's not SGA. Like, he's not that level of player, so he's going to need another guy. Now, I love Brunson. I wouldn't trade him for anybody. He's our guy. I love his mindset. I love his attitude. I love his work ethic. I love his performance.
He's
all that
the man.
Stuff.
We love him.
I wouldn't want to win with anybody else. I'd rather lose with Brunson than win with somebody else. That's me, personally.
I actually know what you mean on that. I got you.
With Karl Anthony Towns, he's just not. Those two together are the biggest problem. Like, you could, if you're not maximizing what they could do offensively, you're really screwed, and that's what happened last year. So the only way for the Knicks to try to get over the hump is to maximize what they could do offensively and hope for the best defensively, but I still think that's going to come back to bite them eventually.
I think it is, and that's the problem. I really wish I could disagree with you. Right, like, I can't wait to watch the Knicks tonight. I know they're going to win a lot of games, but think about the two things that plagued them last year, aside from no bench. I'm talking about from a defensive point of view, right? Number one, they could not defend the pick and roll. When you got up there and it was, you know, Cat and it was Brunson, that's a massive problem. Knicks were dead. Number two, they really didn't defend the three-point line at all. And the numbers back that up. So did Karl Anthony Towns go to work on his body this offseason? I mean, did he come back 15?
Doesn't look like
no,
it.
He looks... Again, I'm not trying to turn this into just crush it.
He's got like a soft body.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, athletically, he hasn't improved an ounce, okay? So, I say that because that means he's not going to be much better in the pick and roll or when he's on in space trying to defend the three. And Jalen Brunson, you know, when defenses target him, as you should, he can't stop anybody. You know, he's an amazing player, but he's a fire hydrant on defense. Can't move an inch. And he's small, and he's weak. And, you know, relative to some of these guys who are playing point, like SGA, just get him off your spot. So, and Mike Brown's an offensive guy. So I don't know how you coach around that. The Knicks will be good. Actually, the Knicks will be really good. The Knicks will be really fun. The Knicks are going to light it up offensively. This roster right now, God, I hate to say it, I don't think they win the championship.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ron is in Baltimore starting us off. What's up, Ron?
BT and Sal, thanks for taking the call.
Okay.
I'm excited for the game tonight. I'm excited for the season. Mike Brown, he's got to manage the minutes. He's got to play the bench. I want a fresh, healthy team come playoff time. That's what he's got to do. Obviously, you're right, Sal and BT, the offense. I think Brunson's smart enough to understand at this point. Sure, he'll revert. I guess I want the ball in Brunson's hands late in the game, of course, but can't dominate the ball. We got to get the balance from everyone on the offense. I like that Brunson's lost some weight. I think that's a good sign. I like the fact that he's coming into camp. He's never going to be a great defender, but like you guys said, for us to go where we want to go defensively, we got to be better. And my only concern, yes, Brogdon retired. I don't think Brogdon had much left, but I'll just say I don't love the ball handling. Yeah, I think Bridges is going to have a nice year, and Bridges can handle it a little bit, but I still don't love when teams pressure us full court like the Pacers did or whoever, OKC, yep. if we get that far, I would like some other ball handler on the team. I get very nervous, BT and Sal, when we got these other guys bringing up the ball up the court. I need to help Jalen.
They need a backup point guard. That's the bottom line. They thought they had it with Brogdon. They probably don't trust Tyler Kolek enough, and probably Kolek is not good enough on defense. Although Brown is not a defensive guy, so maybe that's a little different opening compared to Tom Thibodeau. I actually really like Tyler Kolek, but I'm very intrigued by him as a facilitator. I think he's a really high IQ kid, and I do think he could play 10, 12 minutes a night for a really good team. But you know, you got to have somebody who can break the press, and that was a very astute point. That doesn't seem like a big deal because you think, well, everybody could dribble. But when they're really pressuring, and I don't mean tonight, I'm talking about in May and June when they are planning defensively how to stop you, they need some guys who can handle. They don't have enough.
Yeah, I mean, in Deuce, I look at more of a two guard than anything else. I don't look at him as a true backup. I think Brogdon retiring hurts the Knicks. I was looking forward to having a veteran running the point behind Jalen Brunson.
Me too.
He still looked like he had it from the little bit that I saw. Mm. He just didn't want to play. What are you supposed to do? I wouldn't want Ben Simmons, so I'd rather have Brogdon at least be open and honest about retiring, where Ben Simmons would rather sit on the bench and get in for a few minutes and dress nicely before he gets in there. So nothing, and I'm sure they'll find a backup point guard. I don't think that's going to be the biggest issue. I'd have other concerns about this team, how they gel, the minutes. Look, it's going to be an intriguing watch early on to see how they look under Mike Brown. Ronald calling from Inwood. What's up, Ronald?
Hey, Ron.
Hello, yes. Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Yeah, I heard BT mention right now that the Knicks don't have players that they all reach their prime, right? So I got two players that have another gear. I believe Mitchell Robinson, that he should get in shape because he was gassed on the finals.
Yeah.
He didn't. Yeah. So if he could. You know, I need him. I don't need him to score. I need him to get in there.
Well, I hope not. I mean, you can't. Yeah. You're worried about Mitchell Robinson scoring. We got a problem.
It's like asking Chris Dudley to beat the Bulls.
I mean, come on.
No. I need him to wear them players down so when Towns come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more. Josh Hart. If he could develop a three-point shot, it will be very helpful. Because in the finals, when they kick it out to him on the three-point line, he's looking for somebody.
No doubt.
And they're going to let him shoot it.
Yep.
So that's my take.
It's a good call, Ronnie. Thank you. I think you nailed those two items here. First of all right, Mitchell Robinson is who he is. It's never going to change. You can lock him at a gym for a year and keep at the free throw line for the entire year, and he's never going to be good. He just doesn't have it. It's sloppy. His hands are all over the place. He can't shoot. He'll never take a jump shot. He is exactly who he is. And by the way, who he is really good.
Yeah.
If his body stopped betraying him. Like, he's phenomenal.
Especially as a compliment to everything else that they have. They need that.
Absolutely. Those lobs, those easy buckets, the offensive rebounds, ignite the break, protect the rim. Mitchell Robinson has great value. Is his body? He's already hurt. Is his body going to hold up? Number one. Number two. We all love Josh Hart. He's a dog. He is a gamer. He goes to the rim. You know, 94 feet. He's fun. He's a rebounder. You know, he's a Knick. Like, I think he could have fit on the 94 Knicks, which is about the highest compliment that I could give any basketball player. And I don't mean just like fit like the ninth or tenth man. He could have played. That's how much respect I've got for Josh Hart. But, guys, he's been around how many years now? 8, 9? He's not a three-point shooter. I'm not saying he's not going to have nights where he doesn't bury a couple. He's a pro. But he's always going to be below average, and teams will always sag off, and that's always going to be a problem for the Knicks offense.
But we're back to the same thing. I remember having this conversation with you last year where we were talking about the postseason, and even though the Knicks got to the Eastern Conference Finals, it was, well, they're kind of like the Mets or Yankees where they don't have enough well-rounded players. Yeah, Mitchell Robinson is great at what he does, and I love it. Defensive, rebounding, protecting the rim. He's not a threat offensively at all. Josh Hart, intangibles off the chart, hustle, all those things. He can't shoot. Jalen Brunson, elite offensive player, can't defend. Karl Anthony Towns should be elite offensive player, can't defend. Like, how many more guys do we need to go over that Yeah, he's great at this, but he's awful at that. Yeah, he's great at this, but he's awful at that. They have too many of those guys and not enough well-rounded star players.
I think you laid that out well, because think about, now, you could probably run through other rosters. Hell, I just mentioned the 94 Knicks. We could go through that, and we won't, but you could run through that team that almost won a championship, and you could point out all the good things of the players, and we all know what they were if you lived it, but those guys had deficiencies as well. But it's interesting because for a team that's trying to win a championship, the deficiencies that are apparent, whether it's Mitch's free throws, which prevent them from staying on the court, obviously spacing purposes,
blah, blah, blah.
It's a massive problem. Blah, blah, blah with that. Karl Anthony Towns, you know, slow, you know, a little soft in certain spots. That's a problem when it matters. Like, we know the deficiencies, and it's not like a slight deficiency. It's a major one.
Correct. Like, you could live with Josh Hart's deficiencies. Like, that may be nitpicking a little bit. He's just not a great shooter. The problem is he's going to be the guy that's going to be open.
And my problem is out there. Yes, and my problem's less about his ability to make a lot of shots. I can live with that. My problem is when he passes them up, because now it impacts spacing.
Fair enough. Shoot him. I'm just giving you one player, but like, that's the least of the issues. You're right. Mitchell Robinson is a major liability offensively, and when they foul him on purpose. Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, major liabilities on the defensive end. Those are things that are tough to overcome. They haven't been able to overcome it yet, and I don't believe they're going to be able to overcome it this year. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Special treat for you today. The Schmooze will be in the house. Steve Summers coming in studio to promote his book, Me Here and There.
Schmoozeroo.
I read it. I loved it over the last couple of days. Can't wait to have some fun with Steve coming up at 12:30. He'll be in studio with us. We'll get to some Woody stuff from yesterday that we missed. Starting with the Knicks as they get their season started tonight. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Knicks opened their season tonight, even banged up. And I was just reading something that Carl Anthony Towns might not play tonight. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
What's going on? It's opening night.
Did these guys get on a treadmill during the offseason? Did anybody practice?
Like, what is like the music you could play from the 90s, NBA and NBC, the Knicks thing. Like, these guys are missing opening night?
I know.
You're banged up already? Yeah. I mean, geez. What's going on here? But you mentioned it earlier to start, and I think it's a fascinating conversation because we did have it a little bit last year where 2 years ago, you loved that Knicks team. And I think a lot of people loved that Knicks team. So it was a lot of fun watching them throughout the course of the regular season, on in the postseason. Last year, it was a little less love and a little less fun because the expectations were raised and we needed to see what they were going to be. And it didn't live up to the expectation. Basically, right out of the gate, it was like, hey, man, this team's not looking as good as we thought that they should look. Now, I chose to give them time. I'm like, it's early on. I want to see them gel. Let's see what could happen. But that was basically an all-year thing, like the regular season, whatever. Just get to the postseason and let's see what happened. You didn't fall in love with them. And I think we're in the same spot again this year where it's a similar group to what we had last year. A head coach now that I don't love and can't get behind. But it's also going to be an evaluation of what Mike Brown's going to do differently than Tibbs. And how this group is going to respond in a second year together, meaning the big stars. I know they have a deeper bench. Yabusele, I'm looking forward to watching him. And
he's going to Clarkson. We're going to love him.
Yeah, agreed. I liked him with the Sixers or whatever. You know, Clarkson could be a much better bench option than the Knicks had a year ago. So there are elements that are going to be better, but seeing Bridges, Towns, Brunson, the main guy, Ananobi, seeing those guys, you know, Mitch, hopefully a healthy majority of the year healthy, that's going to be the evaluation until they get to the postseason again.
Well, and that's the evaluation that we have of the players, and that's from a fan's perspective, and that's just the natural reality of what we do. And think about this. So I think we mentioned this off the air, and I think it was in the update. So yesterday, St. John's was voted by the coaches number one preseason in the conference, right? Okay. UConn number two, and obviously St. John's was very high. They were inside the top five, which was their best ranking ever in terms of the AP, right? Now, I say that because we all know what happened with St. John's last year, 31-5, Big East regular season champs, Big East tournament champions, losing round two, Arkansas, Calipari, and really the enjoyment for many because they played so poorly in that game was largely diluted, if you really think about it. And now, as we move into this season, the expectation's totally different, which means the ride's going to be very different. There's going to be more criticisms for St. John's if they lose a game they shouldn't. That's going to apply to the Knicks as well, which is why I said at the start of the show, in a lot of ways, this is one of my least enjoyable type of season where it's either win it all or you didn't do anything.
I know, but here's the other part of the problem, and it's not just the NBA. It's happening in baseball now as well. The regular season, like if the Knicks lost the first four games, like we'd be disappointed, but does it really matter? Does it really mean anything?
If they were 0-4, they would be. I know what you mean, and you don't talk about the NBA every day like we do the Yanks and the Mets
kind
and the Jets. I get that
0-4, but
this place would be on fire. Yeah. I really, especially if the Giants lose this weekend and that buzz kind of dissipates. Forget about the Jets. I think the Knicks would get cooked.
I know
I'd cook them.
Yeah, I think we'd be upset, but like, does it really matter? They're going to make the playoffs. Like they're going to have a bad streak or so. Like, they'll make the postseason, and even if let's say that they have a disappointing regular season, forget even the 0-4
start. So let's say 51 wins, which will be lower than their projected.
Let's say they're a 5 seed.
Oh, 5 seed's utterly unacceptable.
Understood, but they could get in the postseason and get to the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. Like, it really, I hate to say that because I want to get into the regular season. And obviously, you want to be a top seed. They've been a top seed before. It didn't work out. They were 4 seed, didn't work out. Whatever seed they were when it did work out, and they overachieved in the postseason. Like, it really doesn't matter that much. You don't need the way that it did in the 90s, let's say, where you needed home court to have success throughout a deep playoff run. Or certainly help. Now it doesn't feel like that's the case.
It doesn't mean that you can't get hot, and it doesn't mean that you can't go from a 5 seed, which wouldn't even be hosting. Imagine if the Knicks aren't hosting the first round.
I know, that'd be a problem.
That would just be a disaster of a season. Unacceptable. But to your point,
I don't think it's a crazy thought. Like, you're right, it'd be unacceptable. God. I think it's possible.
I mean, listen, if Jordan was here or Shaq was somewhere in the East or LeBron at age 25, yeah, maybe. I mean, the Eastern Conference stinks. I know the Magic are young and good, But the injuries, no way. Five is unacceptable. Four is unacceptable. To me, three is unacceptable. If they're not one or two, then something went wrong. But again, right. We'll judge this in real time and we'll react to that. But to me, think about like the ability to recover from a quote unquote subpar regular season. I hear you. But I also think that would probably reveal some character issues or some roster issues that led them to being a 4 or 5 seed, which probably meaning they wouldn't have enough to bounce back and to still recover in the postseason.
Fair enough. Understood. And I think that it's more likely that happens than this team reaching the expectation of running away with a 1 seed rolling through the regular season to close to 60 wins, over 60 wins. Whatever. Like, I don't see that. I think they'll be better offensively. I think it goes more the way of Don Nelson in his first year.
Nelly getting Mike run Brown. Out by Patrick. The big fella said, get out of here. I'm not giving Anthony Mason the ball. I'm going to run it through me.
Now, the difference is the players already, some of them ran Tibbs out. Jalen Brunson's not going to go running Mike Brown out, I wouldn't think, unless it got so bad. But I would think it's going to be more like that disappointing regular season than reaching the expectation of being the best team in the East. Matt is in Austining. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
I just wanted to, hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
thanks
man.
For taking a call. I just wanted to get your opinion. I'll leave the basketball IQ. I defer that to you guys. But I was a Tibbs fan. I think it, and I'm not a Brown hater. I just think when a team has kind of been structured in a certain way, and you bring in a new coach, I never see that much success. In year one, and that's exactly what we're expecting from the Knicks. That's number one. Your opinion on that?
Well, think about this real quick, Matt, before you give your second opinion. Last year was year number one with Tibbs and a new version of the Knicks, bringing in multiple star players to try to figure that out. Now they move on from him, and now it's year number one with a new head coach. So, yeah, I mean, there is going to be a learning curve. Just like we see in the NFL, it's year one, and he's expected to come and hit the ground running and have this team turn into a championship team, which they haven't been.
Right, but the culture was set with Tibbs, right? And I think, to the point that you guys were making just before, which I didn't know, that Towns is already not, whether he's in great shape, obviously not, or is he hurt, not even to play.
Yeah.
You think that happens under Tibbs? I mean, I don't think so.
No, you don't know. And, I mean, that's I can't say that. I don't know. I mean, you don't know either, so I'm not saying that it's, foolish to bring up. Listen, something that we got into yesterday, right? So Matt Barnes, not his pod, but some other pod, and we played it for you, but we'll just basically tell you what happened, if you missed it. Basically said he really likes Mike Brown. He's a great guy, but he's better as a number two. That, so he let some of his teams walk all over him. Now, to me, all right, that's not what you want to hear when you try to win a championship. Right. I understand
Especially not in New York, bro.
Oh,
like,
God.
That may fly in Sacramento. It's not, maybe even
it
LA,
didn't even fly in Sacramento because they wound up turning on him, but that's a team that was young, whatever. The difference, and this is going to bear itself out over the course of the season, so I don't necessarily know if I'm going to be right, but I think I'm in the right direction here because this Knicks team is a very self-motivated group with great character and great knowledge of what their destination has to be. Jalen Brunson knows that for him to really receive that final tap of the coronation, he's got to be a champion. He's at the throne, doesn't have the scepter yet. When he wins, he will.
But think about it this way. If Brunson, do you believe, and I don't know this, we're just speculating, I believe that Brunson would have preferred to have Tibbs back. I don't think he hates Brown. I think he would have preferred to bring Tibbs back. What do you think? You think Brunson had any doing of Tibbs moving on?
I honestly don't know. I think it was more Towns, Bridges.
Right, so let's just meet there.
I think.
Now let's paint the scenario that it does become like Don Nelson, and the Knicks all of a sudden are struggling, and they're losing, and a quarter of the way in the season, it's not reaching the level of expectation.
Yeah.
And Brunson, who's the star of the team, the leader, the captain, sees the stuff that Mike Brown is doing as a head coach in comparison to the way that it was with Tibbs. And if I'm him, I'm like, yo, this is not going to fly here. Like, we had a certain standard. We were doing things a certain way, and we were having success with that. And this guy comes in, and he just ain't it. Like, there is the possibility, at least in my opinion, that happens. That's why I say Don Nelson. If Brunson doesn't think that Brown's the right guy, or the work ethic, or the team's not buying in, or listening, or playing hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you could have some issues here.
Doors open for that. I don't rule it out. Understood. That's a little bit of a risk that you take here. But I would ask this. Did Phil Jackson set the standard, or did MJ and Pippen in terms of playing hard in practice? I think it's the players. What about Pat Riley? Pat's great. You know, but was it Kareem and Magic and some of the others? Was it Patrick Ewing as a worker? Now, you need that greatness to be a dynasty, but is it Steph Curry and Klay Thompson back in the day, or was it Steve Kerr as the impetus to their success? I think it's more player-driven, which is why even if there is an issue, a flare-up, a disconnect, or guys trying to walk all over Mike Brown, I believe that Brunson is such a reliable leader that he will address it and will be able to effectively snuff it out the first time. Now, if it keeps going, it could grow into something bigger, but I think Brunson, I just have great comfort in him being a true captain.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're talking Knicks, who get their season started tonight, even though it might be shorthanded here. So they open tonight at the Garden against Cleveland, who should be one of the teams that they're going to be contending with in the Eastern Conference. I'm still not counting out Boston. I know the Tatum, obviously, the injury that could derail them. I know that they made some big changes in the offseason. Dude, I think some of these teams were just sleeping on here, though, in the East, whether it's Orlando, whether it's Boston a little bit. Who knows about Miami, Chicago? Like, I really don't know the landscape of it. I know Indiana's banged up. I know the Boston Celtics are banged up, and people just give up on those. You never know. Maybe Philadelphia comes back to life this year with a healthy Joel Embiid. Like, I just don't think it's going to be as easy in the Eastern Conference as people make it seem.
For me, it's as easy as it's ever been. No, not in terms of knowing if the Knicks are going to win the East, but in terms of identifying for me, the top three or four teams. I think Philly's done. The Wizards are trash.
Now, why Philly done?
I don't like their roster at all. And I really think Embiid's physically a massive issue moving forward. I don't think he plays more than 50 games. If he plays 50, I don't even think they remotely factor in. The Wizards are trash. The Hornets are trash. The Raptors are trash. The Nets are young. Show them a little respect because they're from here. The Bucks are probably going to trade Giannis. I would say to me, outside of the Knicks, obviously the Cavaliers, the Pistons are coming, though I think they're still a year away. The Pacers will not be the same without Halliburton. The Magic are a very good team, and the Magic are
what about the Heat?
Okay, I mean, I always have respect for that franchise with Spoelstra and Pat Riley, but the Magic really gave the Knicks issues a year ago.
Right,
they're young, they're explosive. So I think the Magic are a 50-win team, and I think the Magic, you know, are going to be a top four playoff team. I would say the Knicks, the Cavs, the Magic. And then maybe the Celtics or, you know, one of those other variables. But the Knicks are right up the top.
I want to pull up the projected win totals in the Eastern Conference. Cavaliers. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Cavaliers.
Can I guess?
If you want, sure.
58.5.
50. And 50.1.
The Cavaliers?
Projected wins, 50.1. Yeah, now I'm not. Hold on. Let me give you the. Okay, I just pulled up ESPN.com, whatever.
Yeah.
So the bet number, I'll give you that. ESPN bet has it over under 56.5.
All right, close.
So I'm not going to go projected wins. I'll go the over-under total.
Mm-hmm.
Magic. You go ahead. Take it.
I'm going to say 50.5.
The number is 51.5.
Okay.
Knicks.
I would say slightly below the Cavaliers. 54.5, 55?
53.5.
Okay.
Pacers.
42.5.
38.5.
Yeah, okay.
Celtics.
45.5?
40.5.
Wow.
That to me is low. I'd go over that. Their coach is just too good. Milwaukee.
I don't have a real good read on that because I do think they trade him. I could see him being 41 and 41.
Yeah, 42.5.
There you go.
Atlanta.
I don't like Atlanta. Even though there's some talent. 39.5?
46.5.
Yeah, it's a little bit high for me. I don't love him.
Detroit.
I like Detroit. I would say the Pistons. Probably in that 47.5 range.
45.5.
Okay.
Toronto, not very good.
No, they stink.
38.5. Yep. Miami, 38.5. So they're down on Miami. Philadelphia, 42.5.
Yeah, basically saying they're 500. I don't like them. Who else did we miss?
Bulls 31.5. And then the Nets and Hornets are in the Nets 20.5.
I mean, those are lottery teams.
Hornets,
young
26
teams.
And a half, and the Wizards 20.5. I mean, based on that, that does match everybody's expectation. Oh, nobody needs. It's just never as easy as it may seem. One of these teams, nobody thought the Cavs are going to be as good as they were a year ago.
I think some people did.
Good? I mean, they were the best team in the conference.
Yeah, but think about the way they looked against the Knicks the previous year. They were just young and raw and a little bit too not physically developed enough or tested in the paint with those young bigs. And then they came back and they hit the weight room and they got a little bit more seasoned. I think the Cavaliers were supposed to be good last year.
Yeah, and I would say that they're better than the Knicks. Now, postseason may be a different story. We'll see. But the Cavs, I think, going in.
A lot of respect. They're going to be tough.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the Fan. Vinny is calling from Long Island. What's up, Vin?
What's going on, boys? Good to hear from you. Happy Knicks Day. Here we go.
There you go, Vin.
So listen, obviously we know what certain Knicks are going to do. Brunson, OG, Hart, Robinson, we know what they're going to do. To me, the key to this year, absolutely, is Bridges and Cat. They obviously made a little bit of a noise problem last year, and that's what got Tibbs out. So they got to really prove that, Cat's going to do his thing, and he's going to shoot threes like he does, his three or four threes. I want to see more Cat in the paint, and hopefully with Brown's offensive scheme. He's a beast when he's in the paint. You saw what he did in the playoffs last year. I want to see more of that.
I go the exact opposite myself.
Kind of with you, Sal.
I want to see Cat on the perimeter. You saw it in the postseason last year, Vinny. He can get tough buckets. He also is out of control at times.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm hoping Brown can reel that in. I mean, listen, they made a lot of noise. Bridges also. I like he was brought here primarily for his defensive prowess. Let's see what he can do. You know, I like the depth that they got on their bench this year, and it's going to give them a lot of breathing room at the end of the game. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping for a 55-win season. I want to see them at least get to the championship. Of course, I want them to win, but they got to get there this year.
Yeah, that's where we're at, and good call. I think that's the sentiment. Now, will they get there? I don't know. Is it supreme confidence? No, it's not. As Sal and I detailed to start the show, if you guys missed anything, free Odyssey app. I mean, Mitch is not playing tonight. Hart's not playing tonight. And those were things that have been lingering for weeks now. So when you don't play opening night, that's not the same as getting a rest maintenance day in the middle of January against the Charlotte Hornets, you know, coming off a three game and 7 day road trip out west, whatever. Like, if you're not playing opening night, something's up.
I do think, though, it shows you the minimizing of the regular season. Like, if this were a playoff game, would both those guys be out? Probably not.
I think there's a problem with Mitchell Robinson. I think the Knicks are being a little bit cute with this. There's something up with that ankle. I got a bad feeling about this.
We talked about this a little bit at the end of last year. I don't know if we really got into it in the offseason, but they could have looked to trade him as well. I understand I love Mitch more than anybody last year was talking about. I wanted Mitch more than I wanted Hartenstein. I valued his defense, rebounding. Problem is, he's a liability. Even at his best when he is healthy, he is an extreme liability on the offensive end when they're going to foul him. The other thing is, he never stays healthy. If you could have gotten something for Mitch, maybe they figured that out midway through the year where they're thinking, you know what, this just ain't it, and we got to go in a different direction, because there's obviously value there. You're not just dumping him and getting rid of him. He's a valuable player. If he can't stay healthy this year, I've had enough of Mitchell Robinson.
Oh, this is the last. That's it. I mean, if it doesn't work out for Mitch here, I would move on as well. And I'm a big fan. But, you know, listen, there's basketball deficiencies, and then there's an element of being physically unreliable. That's not a good combination.
Right, when you have both, it's a problem. Mike is in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Yeah, how you doing, fellas? Good morning. Listen, to be honest with you, dynasties have zero flaws. Championships teams do, but you know, we're not talking about Russell, Magic, Michael Kobe, or Isaiah. I mean, look, health is always going to be a premium, and by cutting the minutes and expanding the bench, this is all we've been talking about for the last couple of years. Let's see what happens by expanding the bench. It's something we haven't had the opportunity to do it. And even if Brown doesn't work out, much like Westfall Collins, look, we've got enough to win just one championship, and that's something Patrick didn't do and Kidd didn't do as well.
But what makes you think they have enough, Mike?
Well, hey, look, here's the one thing. If you don't play a bench, all we're doing is exhausting.
Right, but you're worried about the bench, where I'm worried about the stars. So that's why I just asked you.
I'm thinking about cutting the minutes. Listen, you cut the minutes, you're going to have healthier players at the end of the year, possibly less injuries.
Injuries weren't the reason, and thanks for the call, Mike. Get a bad
thanks,
line
Mike.
There. Injuries weren't the reason the Knicks didn't win the championship a year ago.
Now 2 years ago, it prevented him from getting to the, you know, further when OG ripped up his hamstring and Brunson was jacked up.
Yeah,
and
Randall
was jacked
hurt
up
the whole
because
year
of that punk Embiid. Yeah.
After they traded for Ananobi, they were looking like the best team in the league. Randall goes down and they were never the same. So, yes, 2 years ago, injuries, major factor. Last year, injuries, not a major factor. That's why, and you could talk about the improved bench, and I agree. And you want to talk about resting players, fair enough. Okay, they're going to be well rested in the postseason. Ultimately, still going to come down to the same thing. Are Brunson and Towns a good enough tandem to win an NBA title? And that's where I'd say no. I said it last year, and I don't think so again this year.
That worries me, too. I wish I had a different answer. And it's not about Brunson, you know, but if I'm going to attack this as a duo, as we often see in the NBA, the way it's gone now with two superstars, you know, if Brunson has, whether he's in foul issue, which he's shown a propensity to do in the playoffs here, whether it's foul issues or he tweaks an ankle in the playoffs or he's just having a, you know, 5-for-19 night and he's not hitting, do you guys have confidence, Karl Anthony Towns, down the stretch? I don't mean in the first round against a Pistons team that wasn't ready. I'm talking about a team that could look you in the eye and say, we're as good as you or we're better. Can you see him carrying you to a win? I mean, I can see him making buckets, but I could also see him, being a, Ole on defense. He worries me.
Let me ask you it this way, and this is a layup here, but I'm just, would you rather have Brunson and Giannis or Brunson and Kat?
Yeah, but I wish we could trade for Giannis today.
That's kind of the point. So I'm all for, I like building it the tough way and not trying to take the cheap way. However, if you're looking at the tandems, and I know Giannis already won one, but that's not just the reason why. The point is, it's not about Brunson not being good enough.
Correct.
It's about the combo not being good enough, more specifically about Towns. Brunson and Giannis, sit back, put your feet up, and say, all right, now I believe. Whether they get it done or not, who knows? But at least I would believe that that is a championship, truly a championship caliber tandem.
I'm with you, and I know we got to go here for a second, but the caller brought up Patrick Ewing just for a second. Patrick never had anything that looked like this as a roster. Never.
No, this is the best, most talented team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, now, ball movement, shooting, obviously, those 69-73 teams with Clyde and Pearl and DeBuscher. I get it. No three-point line, whatever. I'm going to always defer to that team in terms of intelligence and cohesion and just moving the ball. But in terms of sheer volume of shooters and playmakers, Patrick didn't have half of what this roster has. It's go time.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.